landscape architects. And as a courtesy, I would request that people keep their mute microphone on mute so that when you're not speaking, so that we can kind of reduce background noise. Just please remember to unmute before you speak. And also for board members to help us capture this information, though the meeting is being recorded, to capture the information in the minutes for next time. I mean, in the minutes for next time, please state your name before you speak. The board will provide an opportunity for public to make comments during this meeting if we have any public members attending. And we will ask you to unmute yourself prior to the public comment for you to speak. So, Susan, can you take the roll call, please?
Sure. I see that Sharon is trying to get in.
Okay. We can wait for just a moment if you'd like.
Yeah, I don't know why my little thing is spinning, saying it's trying to admit her.
Oh. It did for me, too, and now it's saying action failed. So I don't know if it's on our end or hers.
You want me to text her and see if I can get her to, like, log off and log back in?
If you wouldn't mind, that would be great.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Thank you.
Sure.
There we go.
Wonderful.
Oh, okay, great.
Okay, I'll call. Oh, I'll give her a second just to
settle for a minute. Just settle in.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, I've just called the meeting to order, and now we are getting ready for a roll call.
So Chair Peters?
Yes, this is Chair Peters getting ready for the roll call from Susan.
Thank you. Vice Chair LaPierre?
Present.
Secretary Grabo?
Here.
And Board Member Robinson Losey?
I am here, thank you.
Wonderful, thank you.
Okay, the next order of business is the approval of the agenda. I will need a motion for approval. Has everyone had an opportunity to review it, and shall we approve it?
I so move. This is Darren.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that, Curtis.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 So the agenda is approved, and so we're not approving minutes any longer from the prior meeting?
We will at the next regular meeting. This okay. was just called for this special purpose.
This is just because of the special meeting. We just delay that. Got it.
Right. We'll delay that to the next regular.
Okay. Now we are moving on to the new business, which is establishment of board goals for 2023. Sydney, you are leading this discussion.
Yes, I am. And to let the board know, Julia was pulled into another meeting this morning on an emergency, so she will pop in as soon as she is able to. So after the last meeting, we did send this document out to the board. Hopefully you've all had a chance to review it and put your thoughts into it. So just to review, we'll be working on the overarching priority setting, just kind of setting the general direction you want the board to go in, and then drilling those down to specific goals that you would like to work on over the next year. Or I should say the remainder of this year, and then determining what support structure we need to accomplish those goals, whether it's going to be staff support, a resource ask from the agency, a board committee, whatever that support structure needs to look like. And then once the board is ready and we've drilled those down, we'll look at adopting for this year. So we can dive right in with the board's priorities, if everyone is ready. And so just to review the areas to think about when we're setting these priorities is, what does the board want to focus on, not just this year, but beyond? Who do we need to involve in addressing those areas? What is the process to address these priorities the correct way? How will we measure how we are addressing these priorities? And as these priorities grow and evolve, how will that impact the board's work? So I can say from some of the other boards, for example, with outreach, they really drilled down to what specifically they're wanting to focus on with outreach. For some, it's addressing their licensing future. They have an aging workforce and just aren't getting new interested people in the profession to come up and joining their licensing ranks. So they're trying to address, with their outreach specifically, finding that new generation of licensees to tap into, understanding it's going to look very different from their current licensee base, from what they're seeing in the changes they're seeing in their profession. So that's where they're going to focus their outreach efforts. For the architect side, they are really focusing on student outreach, and specifically through the organizations that are already set up with those students. They really want to create that partnership. And so that's where they're going to focus, is through that partnership directly to students, rather than focusing on current licensees, showing value of licensure, things like that. So I don't know if that's something the board wants to drill down on with outreach, or what you guys are thinking. So I'm hoping you guys will have some free-flowing conversation.
Okay, Darren, I see your hand up.
Yeah, I just thought I did give it some thought. And I came up sort of with two overarching priorities, and it's going to be ignored, or, you know, we can riff on them if you like. But one was more about the inner workings of our board just generally, which is I'm super interested in being efficient with our analysis and our actions. And I say this because, you know, oftentimes I'm part of it. So, you know, our little subcommittee things take longer than I think they really need to or should. So for me, I have attempted to try and be more quick in my responses and trying to get those things done. I hate when we hate a strong, but it seems like we don't need to carry some of these things over two or three sort of meetings. And so I would just like us all to focus on being efficient with our analysis and our actions when we are assigned them. And then the other one sort of is around the same of what you were mentioning, Sydney, which is continue to provide ample opportunities to be accessible and open, and sharing of information relevant to our constituents, which is our licensees. You know, we have, you know, this exchange digitally is definitely a part of that, but there is something lost in it as well. I'm sure we all agree. And a recent, you know, email back and forth with WSU, they're like, yeah, we would love to have an in-person exchange with students, you know, in the next year. Like, you guys have done that in the past and we found that helpful. We'd love to do that again. So I know this is convenient for all of us in lots of different ways, but I don't want to lose sight of the opportunities to actually engage in person if our budget allows and we are able to do so. So those aren't goals maybe necessarily. Maybe there's a couple of goals in there, but those are like priorities in my mind for us, and we can sort of maybe get some goals out of there. But thanks.
This is Debbie again. I appreciate that very much. I believe very clearly that we need to be a little bit more efficient in getting our committee work done. And it's, I don't know exactly how we go about doing that and putting it, but I'd kind of like to put a 2-meeting maximum on that so that we can, you know, get a timed response and get it done. The only issue is that we're dealing with people's personal and work loads, because most, you know, half of this board is working and the other half isn't working. You know, the other half of us have other priorities and other things to do, but I think we're more flexible sometimes. Like Curtis is extremely busy today. So I think we need to try and make not a goal specifically, because we will not be able to achieve the goal sometimes, but to actually make an effort to do that, being more efficient with our committee work and getting them done more timely. As far as providing the accessibility opportunities, I couldn't agree more. I think that that is the highest priority for us, is showing up in person at both of our universities. That to me is a priority, a goal that we should set at every pro practice. For each semester of pro practice, we should show up.
I'm going to piggyback, assuming that's okay. I think it is okay to set a goal of 2 meetings max. I think that's probably even generous in some ways. But so I would be fine with that if
okay.
From time to time, yeah, things slip. It happens. But I think that is a very achievable goal if we can all get there. What, Curtis or Sharon, your thoughts?
Yeah. What are your thoughts, Curtis? And Sharon, when you get there.
Absolutely, Darren, especially if we're going to take on more goals, then we need to get things completed quicker, more efficiently. Absolutely agree. And going every semester, I think back to how little I knew about licensure and the board and how it all worked, even when I was graduated from undergrad school. I really didn't get anything. I had to figure it all out myself. So I think that's super helpful to make that commitment to be at both schools every year. As a regular thing, the whole board.
Yeah. Sharon.
So I think the in-person piece is the most important thing. That's what I was bringing to the table today, is that's what we've lost in the last couple of years. And it's not only meaningful, but it's a really positive representation and, makes better connections. So I'm all totally up for that. And Darren, I agree with you that a 2-meeting goal is a really great idea. It's not like you get kicked off the board if you don't make the goal. you just try real hard to do it. So, it's an option, Darren? I didn't understand that. Oh, so anyway. But no, I'm in agreeance with both of those things. I think that we're all of the same mind as far as wanting to reach out and wanting to just be encompassing of anyone who is interested in the profession, in the board, in the anything. Does it make sense?
And I know, Curtis, you had a little bit of a tough time at the WASLA meeting generating much interest in that regard. So that may not be the proper audience. And I think the student outreach is the most important piece. So to reiterate, that should be our highest goal for the year.
Let me add something, Deb. I think that the profession or WASLA is not the wrong audience. That format, venue is okay. But if we had 10 or 15 minutes at lunch while people are eating and they can't go anywhere, you know, if they want to eat, they have to sit there and listen to us. So.
Sure. Yeah, that's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, I had a thought and it just slipped. So anybody else have some more comments?
I could get into the goals. I thought was thinking of. One was just on the role of the board in general as protecting public health, safety, and welfare. I thought that a certain amount of knowledge and visibility on the public side and on the profession side is both necessary. That education component, especially of the profession, I mean, people should know what to do if they see somebody practicing without a license or advertising to do professional work as a landscape architect when they're not licensed. They should know what to do about that. And I'm not really sure that a lot of them do or would do anything. On the public side, it's not like we're going to have articles in the news of the Landscape Architect Board is here to protect you. So I think really the website is the kind of public interface. And I was just kind of double checking and going to our website to make sure. And the file a complaint section on the website is on the DOL website is really clear. And has useful links and the forms and all of that. But it seems like there's a missing section where the public is educated about what are your expectations when you hire a landscape architect and why would you file a complaint? You know, if you're just not happy with a design, it's not your style. Should you file a complaint or is this, you know, something more serious that involves safety or loss of money or, you know, something like that. So I think we need to, one goal would be to take a look at how the public can interface with the DOL website and rather than go right to the complaint, have a little background on what the expectations should be when you should consider filing a complaint. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah,
that's interesting. I like that.
Yeah. That really triggers something in my a thought for me. All of these websites for the licensees, the licenses, the professions have been set up to be consistent with one another, haven't they? I mean, their outline. Because yeah, what would be valuable... Pardon me?
Sorry, within certain parameters, yeah, they're supposed to be pretty, or they should seem pretty consistent, but I think over the years, they've all kind of spiraled.
Because I think that in many respects, this should probably be arranged to say, why are landscape architects licensed as the first item on the landscape architecture page? And then that way we can have a paragraph, a LinkedIn paragraph of why licensure and protection of the health, safety, and welfare of the public? Because that's the one thing that the public misses on licensure is they don't really understand why we have licensed professionals in the first place. What does this do for me? And that's the first thing that's completely missing from our website. And I feel like our website needs an update in regard to that so that the public can actually be informed about licensure.
The other remaining item I had was moving to get our rules in line with CLARB.
That was also on my list.
No, that's kind of almost unstated, but I think we need some timelines and objectives and methods for how we're going to take care of that.
The reason that we're not aligned, we're aligned in most regards, but the reason that we're not aligned is that CLARB's requirements are more lax than our requirements. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure that that's a good thing to align with lax requirements. Just my opinion, but that's what CLARB is promoting because they're trying to get with the least common denominator, which is good for transferability and all that, but it's not really great for competency.
Okay, so it's definitely something we need to discuss more then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if I can jump in on that really quick, And please let me know if the board feels that this would be helpful. One thing that the previous group of staff members that you all had was able to do for the architect group was they were able to bring in a management analyst who reviewed their model law from their national committee and compared it with what we currently have in their statutes. And they were able to see in a spreadsheet a line by line comparison and where everything is at within each of the documents. Is that something that you guys feel would be helpful? Because that's a resource ask that I can put in if you would like that comparison in there.
That has already been done.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah. And Julia has that information.
Okay. I will get it from her.
We spent a great deal of time on that 2 years ago.
Okay.
Could you share that with the board, please, when you get that? Again, yeah, absolutely. And people like me have lost it or didn't get it. Or whatever.
You weren't here yet.
Yeah, all right. How could you know?
How would you know? You weren't here. I'm the old guard. Sharon and I are the old folks here. I think we do have to, that's pretty much aligning rules with CLARB. That probably covers it. So never mind my comment. Are there any other comments and thoughts on this? On priorities, goals?
So on the website piece, I will just throw this out there. That is perfect timing because DOL is redoing their entire website. And so they're really quickly working toward the point where they're going to be asking for feedback on some of the more drilled down pages, like the specific board pages. So if we can start working toward that, that's some information that I can really quickly start getting updated. I think the brand new website is supposed to roll out this summer. So they're looking at it coming out pretty quick. So that's perfect timing.
Is it going to look less elementary?
I haven't seen it, so I can't guarantee, but I hope so.
This looks like a state website. It does not look like a professional website.
Yes, and it shouldn't take 30 clicks and a really haphazard search to get to where you need to go. And so I think that's what they're trying to address with the updates.
Excellent. It's not that the information's not there. It's just kind of ugly.
And sometimes it's just hard to find. It's not where it should intuitively be.
Yeah, it's not intuitive. That's for sure. And that's one of the reasons I feel like the first item on each one of these pages needs to be, why are these people licensed? So.
Yeah, the chatbot. The chatbot that pops up no matter how many times you tell it to go away.
Okay, do we have any further thoughts on goals? So you have a couple more screens here. I don't know if those were just extra screens for recording more.
Yeah, those were just if we needed the extra space, that way we had them built in already.
I think these are good priorities for our year.
Okay.
How do other people feel?
Yes, I totally agree. There was one thing that I think would really help in this kind of visibility and outreach is making sure that we always have people that are thinking about joining the board someday.
Yeah, board recruitment. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd also like to encourage CLARB recruitment. CLARB leadership.
Question. This is Sharon. Question. Is it as difficult to get people on the other boards as it is for this board? Is recruitment an overarching issue?
Yes.
Okay.
Part of that is we struggle with the process through the governor's office. And it's not anything on the governor's office. It's that they have so many things going on and so many competing priorities that are really in the public eye that boards and commissions just tend to fall way down that visible priority list. And so there's a lot of times where we have some boards that'll go a year and we'll have applicants in there. It just takes a year to get process moving enough that we get somebody.
I may still be here next after this September. So. Happy to stay. Don't mind me.
Now when you
I did put some words out for a couple of people to apply, so I don't know if they have yet, but I'll have to bug them again.
I think we have 4 applicants.
Good.
Yeah. So yeah, hopefully we'll be at least getting some movement by the next meeting. If not, maybe having that position filled by the next meeting. We hope.
Because right now we're down one.
Correct.
And we're going to be down another in September, technically.
Technically, yeah.
Because I'm aging out. Hate that term.
Graduating.
Yeah, I think those are good goals. Are there any other thoughts on this? Sharon, I haven't heard too much from you.
Well, because everybody's got great ideas and I agree with them. And I think that if we added anything more, we wouldn't be able to get it done.
Okay, yeah. Great. Yeah. Fabulous.
Even so, with our new efficiency?
This is part of our new efficiency. We're getting it done. So I think we're ready to move on to our.
Well, if the board is ready to take action, if you guys want to just adopt these as your goals for the year, there's nothing hard and fast. You guys can always change it, or you can add to it if we get, you know, into next fall and you guys are, oh, hey, we've checked all of these off and we have new ones that we want to start looking to the next year for. So my hope is that every fall we'll be bringing this before each of our boards so that you guys can set your goals for the following year.
Fall is a really good time to do this because it's after the CLARB meeting. So we sometimes get new goals based on the CLARB meeting. So it's a good idea because they're moving forward while we're not in the loop. So once we get to the annual meeting and we become in the loop again, then it gives us an opportunity to update those goals. So I think that's a good strategy doing this in the fall.
Okay, perfect. Also with the in-person piece, we are working on, I can't make it a promise yet, but we are working on getting the in-person meetings for the end of summer, early fall chunk. So with our meetings beginning August, September, October, that chunk we're hoping to do in person at a facility in Olympia. So we will keep you guys posted as we get more information. The technology that the department had looked at purchasing to host at our DOL facility did not work out. Apparently it went completely off the rails and sparks were flying. It did not go well. So they said goodbye to that technology, but we're looking at some other options.
So it sounds like the state needs to have one of these goal setting meetings.
Yes, and technology being the biggest challenge we have right now.
So has everybody had an opportunity? Does everybody feel comfortable with reading, you know, with reviewing these priorities and these goals?
Yes, just a clarification, though. I think we want to show up at the two universities each year, not each semester?
Each time they have a pro practice.
Yeah,
which is pro practice class. Because everybody only takes it once.
Yes.
Professional practice is what it's called. Yeah. So I think that is an excellent goal, and I'm very happy to do that presentation. I've done it before with Karen and it was quite successful. There were lots of questions and people were really interested in what we had to say. So do we have, so we need a motion to approve this or
Yeah, just to adopt these as the 2023 goals.
Okay, do I have a motion to adopt these 2023 goals and priorities?
This is Curtis, so moved.
This is Darren, I'll second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, then these are our goals and priorities for the upcoming year. And then whatever comes up. So this is now time for the public comments. Oh, we have to do the next steps?
No.
Because I think we kind of
already covered that.
I already talked about all that.
Yeah, so. I was just trying to get to the right place in the packet. And okay. We don't have any public members, but we do still have to, for the sake of the recording, do the call for the public.
Yeah, and if there were any communications, you know, we would have to read those. And so I totally get that. So having none, I call this meeting adjourned. Thursday, March 30th, 2023, we are adjourned at 9:31.
And that was an
efficient meeting.
It was very efficient, wasn't it?
That was, and you guys are the first board to complete this process for the year. So thank you.
Well, maybe that can go in the news.
we try.
Yeah.
So thank you all. See you all.
All right. Thanks.
See, when's the next meeting? July?
May.
That's right. May 30th or something like that. I forget. But okay. See y'all then.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye now.
Bye.
Bye.